The Internet Society of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is continuing to concentrate on executing their mandate to ensure the development of the Internet across the country. So says Provisional President of the Internet Society of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Roxon John.
Now we have been concentrating on executing the mandate of the Internet Society, which is basically to see the development of the Internet within the country, to ensure that it remains open, competitive, and available to everybody. And it is all about connect the unconnected, because we believe that no one should get left behind. And we also have our mandate to educate persons on the issues that affect the Internet. For instance, cybersecurity, and you have the use of the Internet by the children, protecting them as well. These are issues that we look out and we try to educate persons on.
Mrs. John said they have been working on an extensive program for this year, and she outlined some of the work which has already been done.
For instance, for this year, we would have partnered with organizations such as the ICANN, that is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Name and Numbers, and the Caribbean Network Operators Group, which is the CaribNog, for our ICT Roadshow that was held in August under the theme, The Internet for All, Securing a Digital Future. And we would have looked at, for the Internet Governance Forum, specifically the impact of digital transformation. So here we would have included the project coordinator for the Digital Transformation Project, which is a World Bank funding project, Mr. Winston Judd and his consultants. They would have participated in one of the days with us, where they would have covered topics such as open source technology, the look at digital transformation itself, the project, what it plans to deliver, and the status where we are. And we would have covered as well the ICANN-LAC-I Roadshow and the CaribNog, basically to educate persons as to what they offer and how we can get involved. It was well attended, I must say.
Mrs. John said they have also initiated a community internet network in the community of Vermont to ensure that farmers in that area have access to the internet, which can be used to enhance their farming operations.
We also have a community network that we have started in the Vermont area. We want to cater for the farmers. You know, sometimes in those remote areas, you cannot get a reliable internet connection because they may not be feasible for an internet provider to provide service there. Flow SVG is on board with us to help us provide a small network to connect persons within the region in the very fine area. And we are hoping that we are going to complete this project in 2024 so that the farmers have an opportunity to connect. When we spoke to the poor farmers, they really want to leverage such a network to help them, even if we can set up some security system for them, because predial larceny is a problem as well in those areas.
Provisional President of the Internet Society of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Roxon John. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.